The Albuquerque-based Federation of Indian Service Employees filed suit last week under the Fair Labor Standards Act. They seek pay plus damages, basically double wages, for employees forced to work without pay. Union President Sue Parton says Indian Country employees who often work in remote areas are more heavily burdened than others.
I hear over and over again, I can't sleep. What am I going to spend my money on? Do I spend it on food? Do I spend it on gas? Do I spend it on my rent, my car payments? What about late payments? You know, I mean, all of this is really taking a toll on our employees.
The federal government has until March 15th to file an answer. That could be delayed because of the partial shutdown. In the meantime, the union is offering its workers an interest-free loan. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.